Like Bill, it's nice to be back in front of some old friends from my investor relations days in the last 9 years in the retail finance business. Back in April, I took over the real estate business for G Capital, and I think you're familiar with the business, but we operate in 12 countries around the world. It's about 60% outside the U.S., 40% in. We've been weathering a very difficult storm in our debt and equity business where values went down by 40%, and I'll take you through in some detail about how we're really trying to manage through that. The team's really focused on a couple of key priorities. First and foremost is to shrink the business. At the peak, we were $93 billion of on-balance sheet assets, a lot larger than we want to be and we should have been back at the time. We're down about a third, as mentioned earlier, $29 billion in the last 36 months, so really a rapid shrinking of the business. We're not done shrinking. We're going to continue driving the business down going forward. In 2011, already year to date, we're down close to $10 billion. We'll do another $2 billion or so of shrinking in the fourth quarter. So mission one is to reduce the scale and de-risk the business going forward. Second is to improve the profitability. With a 40% decline in asset values, that took a big impact on both our debt and equity business. You see the losses from 2009 and 10. The good news is those are losses are really bottomed in 2010, and the business is improving in 11. As Jeff mentioned earlier, up over $700 million in earnings from 10 to 11. We'll end up under $1 billion of losses this year, and I'll talk a little bit more, but we expect that trajectory of improving earnings to continue into 2012 and as we work our way back to profitability in 2013. So four key priorities in the business. First is shrink the equity book. We've taken it down from $41 billion to $28. This is where we own an entire building. We have 2,800 office buildings, multifamily housing, industrial properties that we own around the world. When you own 100% of the building and the value goes down by 40%, that's a tough equation. And as you can see why, we're trying to de-risk the business by shrinking down the equity side, and I'll talk more about that. Inside of the equity book, we had a $7 billion unrealized loss embedded value in the book. We've talked to you before at the analyst meetings about that. The good news is that's improving through depreciation and losses that we're taking, as well as some slight value improvement that we've seen in the portfolio. We expect by year end that to be between $2.5 and $3 billion, and that's a bit better than the analyst meeting last discussion we had about a year ago with you on the embedded value, so good news there. Jeff talked about managing our debt maturities and delinquencies. I'll show you a little more detail on that, but we had about $11 billion of debt maturities this year. Delinquencies are improving from $1.6 billion at the end of the year down, from $2.4 billion down to $1.4 billion, $1 billion improvement year over year. So we're continuing to work those delinquencies hard. And then last, the core business inside of the real estate business is our debt business, much like some of the businesses Dan talked about, where we're secured against the building, whether it's a office building or a multifamily apartment building. And as Ryan mentioned, we've improved our underwriting, really doing safe underwriting at 75 LTV. But remember, that's 75 LTV against today's asset values that are down 20 to 40% from where they were 3 years ago. So we really feel good about our underwriting at very attractive returns that are well over 2%. So strong execution in 2011. I thought I'd show you a lens that we have on the market, and the headline is the market is recovering, even with the challenges in the EU. There's very strong demand for real estate assets. A hard cash-flowing asset yielding 7 to 8% is an attractive alternative for investors, whether you're a pension fund investor or a sovereign wealth fund. And globally, most of the big funds are a couple hundred basis points underweighted in real estate today. So we're seeing real demand for attractive properties, which is really helping us as we shrink the book. As you know, we're selling assets. Low interest rates are attractive, again, makes these assets even more positive. No new supply is also attractive for us as in the portfolio that we do have. There's very limited construction going on. Really no banks are lending against construction. We never have. The big commercial banks used to, and they've really stopped doing that. So if you want to start a new office building or multifamily housing, you're really having to do with it 100% equity or very, very expensive debt, which is a big challenge. So no new supply is a positive for us going forward. And the debt market disruption is also a positive. It allows us to really enhance our returns where we are doing some very safe and careful lending. And, of course, the Eurozone is still a problem. As Ryan mentioned, we have about $13 billion of our assets in Europe. So the Eurozone is something we're watching quite closely. Bottom left shows you transactions improving, up 33% over a year ago. So investors are moving back into the real estate space for those very attractive yields for hard cash flowing assets. Top right shows how values have improved. We all remember the cliff that the commercial real estate industry went off in 08 and 09, down dramatically. But you can see improvements of a little bit over 30%, which is attractive for us going forward. And you can see in the bottom right box, in some of the 24/7 markets, you've seen some big improvements since the trough, which is quite attractive. So better market, which is attractive for our equity book as we continue to shrink that down. And real estate assets remain attractive to investors, which is good for both our debt and our equity business. A page on our equity business, the headline is clear, continue reducing and shrinking that business. Top left, you see a breakdown of the assets by geography, about a third in each of the three poles, and about 10% in Mexico and Canada combined. AB quality, average investment, about $11 million. We've got 2,800 buildings that we own and manage. We own and manage them through our ownership. We have about 600 people on the asset management side that manage each of these buildings. They're primarily wholly owned, and you can see about half office and some multifamily apartment and warehouse. The shrinking E&I is a clear strategy here, from $41 billion down $13 billion from the peak. And our strategy is clear. By 2015, this will be down to $10 billion or less. As we continue to shrink the equity side of the business. The team is really focused on enhancing value here as we shrink and sell. And you can see some of the operating levers or drivers up in the top right-hand corner. You know, driving occupancy in the building is going to create value, going to create cash flow, going to create earnings. And we're up 100 basis points in a negative absorption market. The market is down about 200 basis points globally. So our team is outperforming as we get our buildings filled and occupied. Strong new leasing, 8.9 million square feet, just in the third quarter. And just to put that in perspective, that's the equivalent of leasing out seven Chrysler buildings in New York. You know, so that's the scale of that kind of leasing that's going on just in a quarterly basis in the properties that we have. And that's driving yield improvement. And yield improvement is going to drive value improvement, which is going to allow us to exit out of these properties at a very attractive financial equation. The middle green bars, I think, are probably the most important on the page. It shows that the market is vibrant. We're able to sell properties. You see third quarter year-to-date, $330 million of properties we foreclosed on that we've sold at 12% above our book basis. We took them back on our book on. So 2 points there. One is our values we think are sound, and second is there's a market out there to sell them. On the right-hand side there, you see $2 billion of actual assets that were on our balance sheet that we've sold on a third quarter year-to-date basis. We'll sell another $1.5 billion or so in the fourth quarter, and those are selling at 14% above our book basis. So, again, gives us confidence in the marketplace, gives us confidence of our values. An example of one of those properties is an office building in San Diego, about 160,000-square-foot building we sold a month ago. This is a building that we sold for $32 million. We sent out marketing brochures to 111 different investors to get them to bid on it. We got 11 bids on that property, and we got a 10% improvement through the best and final process. So there's still a real estate market there is the point, even in this challenging economic environment. Investors want these kind of cash flowing assets when they have the right equation of stabilized leases, long-term leases, and attractive positions. Bottom right is the unrealized loss, a very important metric for us on our equity book, one we're working to really burn that down over a time. You can see up $4 billion in just a couple of years, the $2.5 to $3 billion, slightly better than we talked about a year ago. A year ago, we told you we thought we'd be at break-even by 13. We still believe that to be the case. And really the drivers of this is we depreciate our assets. And about $1 billion, $900 million of depreciation annually helps improve that embedded value. Second is when we do take losses on the properties, and we've taken some in the equity book, that improves that. And then there's some value improvement that also improves our embedded value. So team focused on really maximizing the value as we shrink down and de-risk the equity side of the business. The second side of the house is our debt business. And profitability really is improving there. You see in the top left kind of a breakdown of our debt assets. We're an on-balance sheet lender. We do primarily senior lending, first mortgage. Our LTVs at 78%, which is about 400 basis points better than it was a year ago. So improving LTV, quite attractive. Debt coverage of 2.3 times, again, very attractive inside of the book. We're also shrinking this side of the business. It got too large. We're getting it down into that range. You can see at about $35 billion is about where we want to be going forward. And you can see it's profitable in 2011, and we expect that profitability to grow going forward. So this is an attractive business for us. As mentioned earlier, we're originating in 2011 at 2-plus ROIs. I think our average year-to-date is 2.2 or 2.3, and that very attractive LTVs. Right-hand side just shows how the book is performing. We've historically outperformed the banks on delinquency primarily because of a lot of the assets we don't lend to. We didn't do construction lending. We didn't lend to condos. We got out of a lot of retail lending early on. Those are more volatile real estate classes to lend against, and we just never really did it and got out of it. You can see our delinquencies have improved, as Jeff mentioned that, improving by 150 basis points. They'd be another 80 basis points better but for the shrinking of the business. So we expect these trends to continue, fourth quarter to be better than third, and for our delinquencies to improve as we go into 2012. Maturities, we get this question a lot about our maturities. We had about $11 billion of maturities this year, similar to last year. That's going to come down a bit in 2012 as the book shrinks. Right-hand side there just shows you how we're managing through the maturities. We're collecting out a lot of the loans where either we don't like the pricing or we don't like the underwriting of the loan. Where we are extending or restructuring, it's because we like the asset and we like the pricing. And on average, we're improving our pricing 100 basis points, and we're getting about a 10% pay down, so improving our LTV on the loans that we do extend or restructure, so making it a safer book going forward. So this core part of our business we think is a good business and a core capital business going forward. So wrapping up, our strategy is pretty clear. Shrink the equity book. It's really a de-risking of that side of the business. Owning 100% of a building is a lot more risky than owning 75% of a loan against the building. So a much better business for us, down $29 billion. We're going to continue to shrink into the $50 billion range or so as we get out to 2015. I talked earlier about the earnings being up $700 million. This year will be a bit better than $1 billion of losses. We expect a similar improvement in 2012. And as I said, our plan is to really drive to profitability when we get into 2013 and, of course, continue to grow that profitability in 14 and 15. So with that, I'll wrap up and turn it over to my good friend Margaret Keane, who will talk about one of my favorite businesses, retail finance.